This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor at Mia Bella Properties. I hope you're having a great weekend. Hey, you know, the new year is almost upon us. I hope you had a great Christmas. I certainly did. You know, if you've been a longtime listener, or maybe this is your first time, just want to clue you in that the end of October through November and December, we give our airtime to nonprofits in hopes that you will send your annual donation dollar to one of the organizations that we've had on our show. Or split it up, you know, if you've got a little bit. Like I told you before in my previous show that I had a lady call me last year and she didn't have that much. I think it was like, was it 20 bucks? I think it was 20 bucks. And, oh, I love all of them. I love all of them. Did a little bit of math, told her how much she could donate to each and every one of them. She goes, that's a great idea. So she did. As you know, if you've been listening to these shows that I've been doing regarding nonprofits, $1 really does go a long way. You'd be amazed. And, you know, we've got such a great need in our city for people from all walks of life, from children up to the elderly and the homeless and those that are actually housed. There's just, I think you'd probably be surprised if you don't have a need and you own your own home or you have a roof over your head and you have food on the table and your children are happy and healthy. You might be very surprised that there's a great need out there. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. So our last show, I hope, might be a pleasant surprise for you, for those of you who've never heard of the organization. Have you ever wondered where homeless children might go to? And I say children because I also look at teenagers as still children. And if you're a teen out there and you're listening to me, don't take great insult to that. Because when you get older, when you get my age and you have grandchildren, that's just what you think. Because, hey, I've got a 40-year-old son and a 35-year-old daughter, and they're still my children. But we're talking about kids from 15 on the way up, you know, to the 20s. What happens to them if they're homeless? Do they go to these adult shelters? What happens to them? I would hope not. We don't want kids in adult shelters for a number of reasons. But you know, it does happen in the city. There's runaways. There's kids that are not in a good environment and they need to be rescued. I have Courtney Duzer. She is with Urban Peak, and she's in the studio with me today. Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
It truly is my pleasure. I love Urban Peak, and I love what they stand for. So let's educate our listeners. What is Urban Peak, and what's the history?
Yeah, so Urban Peak is the local shelter, actually just overall resource for homeless youth ages 15 to 24. We have an outreach team that goes out on the street and meets the kids where they're at, really starts building those relationships, because so many times there's been some kind of something that's happened in their past. An adult has let them down, an institution has let them down, and they are in that situation. So our team really starts building those relationships, working on that, and then getting them resources, you know, anything from as simple as a bottle of water to socks, to helping them get their driver's license or an ID or something like that, you know, they may have lost. We also have our shelter facility. It's a 20-bed shelter located downtown here in Colorado Springs. That age in the shelter is 15 to 20 because we are licensed as a child care facility. So we do have to be very careful around those parameters. But as you can imagine, right now we are full. We are full most days. And then we have a housing program, which consists of three programs within itself. So, you know, once they've built that relationship, maybe gone into the shelter, that's that next step. Or, you know, sometimes outreach will meet a client that maybe doesn't need to come in the shelter. They have just fallen on a hard time and don't have anywhere to stay in the current time. So that's the next, you know, we can help them get those resources to get them into housing. Our history, we go back to 2000. We started because there was a group of individuals that had some background working with youth corrections and homeless populations and seeing correlations with all of that, and realized we really needed to have a specific organization or institution in place to help that age range, because it is so different than, you know, their adult counterparts.
Right. So I guess the situations, you tell me, are most of the situations of kids that are just are fed up at home?
No, we actually see a large majority of these young people that come out of foster care. We call it aging out. They hit that 18 and they don't have anywhere to go. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a big, big number that we see. Or just families in general experiencing homelessness. So, you know, the family might have to be split up for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. The younger person can come into this facility and get this care that they directly need. And the parents are able to do so somewhere else at a different facility.
Oh, okay. Do you ever connect with the other facility to help bring them together?
Sort of. So we work the best we can, say mm-hmm. with like Springs Rescue Mission. They're mm-hmm. not very far from where we are. Our outreach team actually is down there in their courtyard. Everybody there is very good about giving a heads up. Hey, we've got a young one over here. You know, even it's incredible to see the homeless adults themselves that will holler to one of our outreach members and be like, hey, I saw this new kid out here. You need to go talk to this kid. He was at this place. And so it's pretty incredible the partnerships that go on in the community.
I'm sure your needs are large.
Our needs are large. And, you know, it's kind of interesting from simple financial donations that always help every organization to things like socks and underwear and food, bottles of water. Sleeping bags have been a big one this year. Blankets, gosh, you know, mm-hmm. those twin single size blankets. Mm-hmm. We can always use those for the shelter, always have a need for those. Towels, just general things that would keep a house going.
Right. So Courtney, where does most of your funding come from?
We see a lot of our funds come from grants, specifically government grants. However, this year we did see a deficit because we did not receive one that we were actually counting on. So we're really focusing on individual giving this year and into the next fiscal year.
So a lot of individuals then?
Yes.
And kind of like, for lack of a better word, they tithe to you every month, that sort of thing?
Yeah, or they can give through, you know, we can do that. We can set them up to give monthly. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want to give a one-time gift, that's also fine. Of course, they can check out how to do that on our website.
Yeah, what is your website?
It is www.urbanpeak.org. And when you get there, we actually share this website with the Urban Peak in Denver, but it's really easy. You can just click on Colorado Springs
right.
And find the give here. That's where we also keep our most recent needs lists. So we do update those on a pretty regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's very seasonal, you know, like mm-hmm. obviously we need more sunscreen and things like that and mm-hmm. insect repellent in the summertime. But now we need like hand warmers and socks. And
right. And
hats.
Blankets.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Like you said, hats and gloves. Umpteen years ago when I used to work the homeless, it was just horrifying and just so heartbreaking knowing that somebody had gotten frostbitten and had to have their fingers amputated. You know, I think that people don't realize how common it is. It's very common for this to happen. And you're homeless, it's not going to be immune just to the older people. Children also get this also.
Yes.
So it's really important. And, you know, winter is still upon us, you know. It's going to be here for a couple more months. Well, actually, we even get snow in my birth month, which is May. So your needs for warm clothing, that sort of thing, can even stretch out that far. And socks are always needed.
Yes, always, always. And I would like to be able to tell you crew socks or ankle socks, but, you know, that varies too. So
right.
just all of the socks.
Right. Nice warm socks.
We love warm socks.
We're going to take a short break and hear from our wonderful sponsors. When we come back, we're going to tell you what you can do to help Urban Peak and how you can make a difference. If you have any questions, give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Hi, I'm Michelle Tomberlin. You don't know me, but you may be just like me. I sold my home last year, and yes, I did my research before I chose my realtor. I chose Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties. Deborah does exactly what she says she will do. List your home for a flat listing fee and save thousands. At Mia Bella Properties, their marketing plan includes a massive web presence, and she advertises it right here on KRDO. I also bought a home using Deborah as my buyer's agent, and she made sure that I received a one-year home warranty free. Using Deborah as my listing agent and my buyer's agent, I knew I was in great hands and could count on her to negotiate a great price for my home. I am a homeowner that wanted the best without having to pay an arm and a leg to sell my home and to find the perfect home for me and my family. Before you hire a realtor, give Deborah Elliott Schultz a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. You deserve the best.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz. I have Courtney Duzer from Urban Peak in the studio with me today. We've been talking about Urban Peak and how they really take care of kids. Homeless kids, kids that have lost their way, kids that are coming out of foster care. They need a place to go to. And they got so many programs at Urban Peak helping them get back on their feet. And you help them get their IDs, driver's licenses, and even jobs.
We do. You know, education and employment services is a huge part of what we do. You know, because just because they don't have a home doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to continue to access any school that they had been going to.
Sure.
And actually, it's quite interesting to see a school bus pull up in front of our shelter and pick up a young person and take them to school. But they do. It's right. Pretty awesome.
What are your needs there? I mean, generally.
So,
besides cash, folks. Cash.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cash is always
cash
king.
Uh-huh.
Well, so we have a pretty interesting program. Deborah, you had mentioned it a little bit earlier when we were off air, our bicycle program.
Right.
So that was started several years ago, and we actually work with kids on bikes with that program. A young person can earn a bike and go to work, get themselves to school, whatever they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cheap mode of transportation. We provide them with locks.
It gives an independency, though.
They absolutely
love it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then it keeps us stocked in bus passes for those youth that have to go further or go to a different place. And you know, it just works out so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Other needs, you know, we think about outreach. We talk about that a little bit. Backpacks, underwear, socks, blankets that are good for sleeping outside. I know I mentioned them for the shelter, but maybe like a heavier blanket. We have to be mindful of our washing machine at the shelter, and it's not an industrial washer, so it can't handle that. Yeah, but
like toiletries, that sort of thing.
Yeah, toiletries. Yeah, we can use all kinds. We do prefer them to be full size and not hotel sample sizes because we can get more use out of them. So upon arrival in the shelter, for example, a young person will get a toiletry basket with everything they need. And then through that stay there, say if they need more deodorant, we have them on a point system so they earn points and learn that budgeting, just another way to teach them. Yeah, just another little aspect.
Sure.
Now, of course, you know, if they make a choice and decide to buy a candy bar and they need deodorant 2 days later, we're not going to not give them deodorant. But it just gives us that opportunity to really teach that and drive that home like, hey, remember when you did this? So just making those better choices.
So those are for individuals. And I will tell you this, the Urban Peak themselves, they need donations of food. And let me just give you an idea how you can do this and not break the bank, because this is what I do. You know, when you get your flyers in the mail and you get coupons, or like King Supers will have, you buy 5 boxes of cereal, get 5 free or something like that. King Supers and Safeway always has specials on cereal. It's just common, folks. It just really is. Sometimes they're screaming deals and sometimes they're pretty good deals. But that's what I do. If you look at those flyers when you get them in the mail and you think of how many you can buy. So if you have a household and you need those items, the extra items then can go to Urban Peak, because you've already got a screaming deal on what you needed anyways for your house. So why not give those extras to Urban Peak?
That is such a wonderful idea.
And that's what we do.
Yeah.
Regarding the bikes that we donated, we got them from another nonprofit that has a resale store. And I happened to be in there and I saw these two bikes and they were unbelievable screaming deals. So I bought them and I had to have a friend with a truck because I don't have a truck come and get them. And we took them to Urban Peak.
Awesome.
But it doesn't have to break the bank, folks, in order for you to help these kids. It just doesn't. It just takes a little bit of planning, especially with your flyer. Make your list and then have your little coupon or whatever it may be. And then just go and buy detergent.
Yeah, cleaning materials, because we do have a housing program. So not only in that shelter, we have cleaning supplies we use in the shelter.
Right.
But we also have individuals set up in apartments and living spaces that require the same stuff that we kind of probably take for granted. Dish soap, stuff to clean your toilet, bathroom cleaner,
right.
Just things like that.
And, you know, you can even go to the dollar store. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
The stuff that you can find at the dollar store. I'm not talking about Family Dollar, even though you can buy some good things there. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the real dollar store, okay? Or things that you can buy for a buck.
Yes.
And, you know, you'd be amazed. You get $10, go into the dollar store and just buy these items, even like cleansing products. And, wow, you've invested $10 and now you're going to invest a little bit more money to drive to Urban Peak to drop it off. Doesn't break the bank. It's just so easy to do. You just have to think. And when I go to the dollar store, it's very close to my bank, which is Ent. Hello, Ent. I love you. And I run into the dollar store, you know, because it's right there. Because as Matt, my producer, will tell you, I'm always crimped for time. Practically every minute of the day is scheduled for me. So if I have to go to the bank, it's already there. I'm just going to run in real quick to the dollar store, get what I need in my little basket and go out and get in the car. And then I've got what I need. See,
that's
so
perfect.
Simple. See, it's so simple, folks. So even those of you that have got a really busy schedule like I do, and I work 12, 14-hour days, no exaggeration, you can still do this. You got a car full of kids. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I know it's a pain to take them with you. But you know what? When you take them to Urban Peak and you show them what you're doing with your donations, you're teaching them something. You're teaching them that it's good to give back to society.
You do. And it's so adorable to me. That's the word that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Adorable seeing these young people, you know, their parent or the adult in their life is pushing like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have this drive at our church and you're going to help do it. And they don't understand until they come to drop it off.
Right.
And then seeing what they're doing and then showing them around and taking them around and, you know, they understand it. Then, you know, they're making
it lasts a lifetime. It lasts a lifetime. My daughter and her husband, they took it upon themselves when they lived here in Colorado Springs. That I think it was every Thursday, I think it was, they went and got Domino's pizzas and they got 20 Domino's pizzas and they went to Memorial Park and they handed out pizza.
Yeah.
And it didn't break the bank because they always had something going on, some special going on. They loved doing it. My point is, folks, if you do it now, teach your kids something now like this, and it won't cost you that much if you just go by the guidelines I told you with your flyer.
For sure.
So you know what? You're giving back to society and you're teaching your kids something really good too.
I'm learning about this and I do this.
And
I'm
do
learning
this.
About the flyers.
See
That's
how
such
easy,
a good idea.
How easy it is to do this.
Yeah.
You know, Urban Peak, you serve how many kids about in a year's time?
Actually, it's kind of interesting. We are coming up. We count numbers on our fiscal year and we know that we served 601 individuals in some capacity. And that is huge. That number is actually up from about 548 last year,
yeah.
I think the number was.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've seen an increase for sure. But we've also been able to meet that need. We have surpassed the number last year that we were able to help through the shelter. So we just know we're doing the best we can. We're really honing in and becoming a really efficient machine on our side, I guess.
Good.
It sounds scary like that, but
it's needed,
you know,
though.
We're doing it.
Right. So if a person wants to reach out to Urban Peak, they want to give a donation, what do they do?
So they can reach us by our website. That's www.urbanpeak.org. And again, we do share that with Denver. So you want to be sure to click on Colorado Springs. You can give that way. It's pretty exciting this time of year. We do have some work going on with the IndieGive campaign, and that ends December 31st.
Okay.
That one's coming up. So we're really trying to push that. We can find that information on our Facebook page.
Okay, so in the Facebook page too. What is it, Urban Peak Colorado Springs?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's the phone number?
It is 719-630-3223.
Again, folks, you can go to urbanpeak.org. You can give them a call, 630-3223. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. And thanks to you, Courtney, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Deborah.
It's been awesome. And it's been, I'm sure that many of my listeners out there have never heard of Urban Peak, and now they know. Hey, I'm about ready to recap all the organizations that we had on our show from October, November, and December, all nonprofits, hoping that you're going to give a donation to them. Our first show was Sarah's Home. Vicki Prophet is on the show. And it's a home that provides sanctuary for girls rescued from sex trafficking. Her number is 970-901-9156. The following one was to help you de-stress during the holidays. And that was Barbara Stafford. She's the owner of Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy. Her number is 719-238-5945. And her partner in her office is Roberta Millard. She's the owner of Healing Touch Pain Release that uses quantum physics to shift and release pain. Her number is 719-684-2180. The next one I had was Captain Erin Kaufman. She's with the Salvation Army, and they just do so much. I don't have enough time to explain what they do, but I want you to go to our archive, check out the show. Their number is 719-884-1061. The next one was Care and Share with Joanna Wise. Care and Share provides food to 31 counties in Colorado, partnering with numerous meal programs. Their phone number is 719-528-1247. The next one was Springs Rescue Mission with Cindy Johnson. Springs Rescue Mission provides a pathway out of homelessness for everyone in the Colorado Springs area. Their number is 719-966-1316. The following one was Silver Key. I had Derek Wilson on the show, and Silver Key improves the quality of life for senior citizens in the Colorado Springs and the surrounding areas. I had CASA on the show, and I had Carrie Kahn and Angela Rose. And it's an organization that advocates for children in the court system. Their number is 719-447-9898. And then I had Habitat for Humanity, and it's also affiliated with the Restore. Maggie Williams came on the show, and she talked about how they provide homes for those who probably would not be able to qualify for their own home through conventional type of home loans. Their number is 719-475-7800. And our last one was Urban Peak with Courtney Duzer. Urban Peak ignites the potential in youth to exit homelessness and create self-determined and productive lives. Their number is 719-630-3223. If you have any questions regarding these organizations or you didn't write down the phone number quick enough, give me a call, 719-641-1357. All these organizations are in need of your volunteerism and also for your cash donation. So please consider them before the end of the year. That's just a couple of days. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors. American Liberty Mortgage and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. If you're a business owner, if you'd like to sponsor the City of CS Show, please give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. Or if you have a local business and you just want a little bit of exposure, you might be interested in our preferred provider list. What this is a list that I have vetted and I personally recommend you. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, it's the end of the year. I just want to wish you a happy new year. And I want to thank you also for tuning into the City of CS Show this entire year. And next year, we're going to be going into our sixth year. So I hope you follow me into 2019. Again, happy new year. Take care. God bless. Be safe. Do not drink and drive. And certainly don't text and drive. Thanks so much again. And remember, it's never too late. Become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.